All right, today we're going to take a look at how to ask questions without being creepy. Without being creepy, okay? For example, let's say you're walking down a street and this guy approaches you and asks you, "Where do you live?" "Where do I live? What? Why do you want to know where I live?" That's creepy. That's just creepy. Okay, but let's think about it. Where do you live? That's a normal question, right? Where do you live? Is there anything wrong with this question? No, it's a normal question. So even normal questions can be creepy, if it's done wrong. Okay, so in this lesson, I'm going to teach you how to ask questions, and we're going to talk about this idea of asking questions, making questions appropriate, okay, for the time. I would say there are two things, okay, that people need to remember. One is the situation, and the other is the timing. And I think that's what makes things creepy, okay? If you ask a question and the situation is not right, or the timing is too soon, okay? I would say this is probably the most common reason why questions can sound creepy. And this is good knowledge for beginner English, even advanced. I mean, if you don't have much experience in Western culture, or maybe you have lived in Western culture your whole, for a few years, but maybe nobody's told you this. So there are some, sometimes when you ask questions, they can be a bit creepy, and it might be a cultural difference. Okay, so this lesson might be important for you to watch, even if, I don't know, maybe you've lived in Canada or the US for, quite a few years, and maybe your English is pretty good, but maybe you lack a bit of cultural sensitivity. Okay, then this lesson is for you. Now, conversation, it's normal to ask questions. So don't be afraid of asking questions, right? Asking questions, that's just part of as part of conversation, right? You ask people about their life, about their personal life. Hey, how are you doing? Where are you from? As the conversation goes on, then we hopefully both of us will be more comfortable to ask more and more questions, even specific questions, detailed questions. But we need to do it right. Okay, we can't just jump into it. We need to do it the right way, at least in most situations. If you want to be polite, we need to do it. Okay, so let's take a look at some questions that could be rude or could be a bit creepy. Okay, where do you live? Where do you live? Now, this question could mean which part of the city do you live in, or it could mean what's your address? Okay. No, this would be creepy. We don't want to ask people really, about their personal information too soon, right? If you just meet someone and you ask them, "Hey, what's your address?" That's a bit creepy, right? So we don't want this, but actually this is okay. If you meet someone and "Where are you from? Which part of, oh, you're from Calgary? Cool. I'm from Calgary too. Which part of the city do you live in?" This is completely appropriate. You can ask this. Okay, so actually, you can ask this question, but to get this question to mean this, I want to teach you a very important word. Okay, and the word is abouts. Abouts. Now, we can, if you put this word into a question, like a where question, then it makes it more friendly. It makes it less direct. Okay, so then it sort of communicates to the other person that you're not interested in their personal information. You're just trying to make friendly conversation. Okay, so whereabouts do you live? Whereabouts do you live? I'm asking sort of what's the area? What's the general area? Which community do you live in? Like here in Calgary, if you look on a map, you'll see different big communities have sort of names, like big parts of the city, like Renfrew or Mayland Heights or Vista Heights or Temple or Rundle or just different communities, right? Probably your city has those too. So that's perfectly normal. That's polite. Okay. So if you ask this question, whereabouts do you live? that's actually a very friendly way. It's a good way to avoid sounding creepy. Now, if you ask someone, you know, where do you live? They'll probably interpret it this way. If it's at the beginning of the conversation, if you just met someone and you ask, where do you live without this word, you know, they'll probably interpret it this way. They're not going to tell you their address. They're going to assume you mean this. But just, it's nice if you do this because it's less direct and I don't know, it just has a more friendly feel to it. Where do you work? Where do you work? Now this is a question that is often misunderstood by English learners. Okay, now this question could mean some different things. Okay, it could mean which company do you work for? This is the most common meaning. Okay, when you first meet someone and you ask them, oh, where do you work? You know, you could say, I work for Walmart. I work for Walmart. Okay, that would be good. A good answer. Okay, that would mean you understand this question in that context. But very often, like beginner English learners interpret it to mean like which location, where is the location of your job? Actually, it doesn't mean that for most of the, it could mean that. It could mean that. Like if you tell me you're an English teacher and I ask you, oh, cool, you know, where do you work? Then I'm talking about which country or which city do you work in, right? So a question, these questions in English can have more than one meaning. It's important to understand what the meaning is in the context. Okay, if I've never met you, if I don't know anything about you, and I ask you, where do you work? I'm probably meaning this. I mean, which company do you work for? But like I said, if we've been talking for a bit and I know you're an English teacher, or, you know, if you sort of get the idea that I could mean be talking about the location, then this is probably, you know, what I mean. Okay, which country, where do you live? And it could mean if we've been talking for a while and you've already told me you work for Starbucks, you know, you live in South Calgary. And then if I ask you, where do you work? Then if I ask you this, then it probably means I'm referring to, you know, which store do you work at? Or what, you know, where's your office? Or, you know, which branch, if you work at a bank, you know, which specific branch? If I say, hey, where do you work? I come to that area all the time. I'll swing by and say hi. You know, next time I'm in that area, I'll swing by your Starbucks and I'll say hi. Okay, so then that would be, you know, that would be okay. This question, we don't want to ask this too soon, right? So we don't mean this. We don't want this question to mean this too soon. We want it to mean more like, you know, just a general, we want to be polite, and we don't want to pry into someone's life too early, too soon, right? Pry into means sort of dig into someone's life. We don't want to make them uncomfortable, right? We want to make them comfortable. That's why when you meet someone, you have to start with sort of the general questions. And then as you build trust with each other, you can get more and more specific and you can ask them more personal questions. But we don't want to ask them personal questions too soon, right? So you can use this word abouts. This is a great word you can use. You know, whereabouts do you work? Whereabouts do you live? You know, you could say, whereabouts are you traveling? Okay, so any kind of where question, you can put the word here in between where and the rest of your question. Whereabouts are you traveling? Okay, you know, if I meet you, if we're traveling, if I'm on a train in Europe somewhere, and I meet you on the train, you know, I could just ask you, hey, whereabouts are you traveling? That would be perfectly fine. You know, that would be a polite thing to ask. You know, just making chit chat, making general conversation. Okay. That means I'm not trying to pry into your life. If we take this word out, if I ask you, where are you traveling? That's a more specific question. Then, you know, you might say, oh, I'm going to Hungary, or I'm going to Romania or Albania or something. But if I ask you, whereabouts are you traveling? It opens it up to, you can give me more of like a general area. You could say, oh, I'm traveling, you know, through Eastern Europe. Right. So this is a great way to sort of take the pressure off someone, right? You don't want to push someone into a corner to give you really specific. I mean, in this case, it would probably be okay. You know, if you ask them, where are you traveling? That's a normal question to ask someone. But if you, in these situations, especially early on, it's a great idea to put this word in here, about. It just gives a person more freedom. You know, it gives them the freedom to answer with a specific answer if they want, or they can remain vague if they want, right? If you ask someone, you know, whereabouts are you traveling? They could tell you, I'm going to Romania, or they could just keep it vague and say, I'm traveling through Eastern Europe. Okay, but both would be great. So this is sort of what we want. When you're talking to someone for the first time, you know, when you meet someone for the first time, right, you want to ask them questions that give them this freedom. Okay, freedom is very important. You don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. Okay, for example, if you say, where are you staying? Where are you staying? Okay, imagine if I meet you on the train and we're going, you know, let's say the train is going to, I don't know, to Budapest. And I ask you, where are you staying? You know, that sort of means the name of the hotel. You know, this is sort of pushing you too much, right? But if I ask you, whereabouts are you staying, then I give you more freedom. Okay, you could answer sort of with the general area, or you could give me the name of the hotel. If you trust me, you know, you could say, I'm staying at the Marriott Hotel in Budapest. Or you could just say, you know, I'm staying, you know, down by the river, or you could give me a certain sort of a general area. Right? It's your choice, right? So that's why it's important to give this freedom, right? You can give them the specific name of the hotel, right? If she trusts you, she might give you the specific, maybe it's a hostel, maybe it's a hotel or wherever, or, you know, she might just give you sort of a general area. And this is important to know. You should remember how a person answers it, because then you sort of know, you can gauge, you know, what your next questions should be. You can gauge how direct or how personal your next questions should be. Now, this is called testing the waters. Okay, testing the waters. You know, when you go to a swimming pool or a lake, or you go to the ocean, you know, you stick your foot in the water just to test to see if it's cold. You know, if the water is really cold, you're not going to jump in, right? But if the water is not that cold, then you might go in. Right? It's the same. This is the same idea. So we use this idiom, testing the waters, to refer to other things too. So we can use this idiom in this sense, you know, where you could say, you know, we're trying to find out whether she's like comfortable with us, you know, whether what kinds of questions we can ask. Okay, we're trying to sort of understand the situation so that we know how to ask the right questions. We don't want to make her uncomfortable. We don't want to ask too direct questions, like where are you staying? That's too direct. But I would say if you ask whereabouts are you staying, that's maybe appropriate. It's important to have tact, okay? Tact. It's important to be tactful, okay? So you need to have tact, or be tactful. Do you know what that means? That means having sensitivity in dealing with people or situations. If you are tactful, that means you're good at knowing how to navigate a sensitive situation. Okay, but if you don't have tact, if you're tactless, that's not a good thing. Okay, I'll give you an example of someone who is tactless. Let's say this guy just meets this woman and he says, how old are you? How old are you? That's one of the first questions he asks. Okay, that's not very appropriate in Western culture. Okay, usually people don't ask this question early on. This is one of the later questions you would ask someone. Okay, so this guy doesn't have tact. He's tactless. Okay, so it's important to have tact. Now, how do you be tactful? I would give you these three pointers. Okay, save personal information for later. Okay, you don't need to know how old the person is. You don't need to know their phone number right away. You can save that for later. Okay, that might make them uncomfortable. If you ask them those kind of questions, it might make them uncomfortable. Okay, so save that for later. Test the waters with abouts question, with like whereabouts, right? Whereabouts are you from? You know, whereabouts, you can ask them. If you don't know where they're from, you could say, where are you from? That's fine. That's a perfectly fine question. But for me, I would say, hey, whereabouts are you from? You know, unless I know that person doesn't speak English very well, right? If I'm traveling and I meet someone who who doesn't speak English very well, then I wouldn't say this because that would just confuse them. They might not know, what does this word mean, about, right? Then I would just say, where are you from? But if they, you know, speak English very well, then I would say this, hey, whereabouts are you from? Whereabouts are you traveling? You know, oh, you're going to Rajasthan, India. Me too, you know, whereabouts are you going to go in Rajasthan? You know, which, that means sort of which cities, or, you know, I'm being friendly without being creepy. You know, it's sort of, sometimes it can seem like there's a fine line between being friendly and being creepy. Okay, you want to be friendly, and most people are very open to, you know, to questions, but you just don't want to ask the wrong questions, or you don't want to ask certain questions too early. Also, pay attention to the situation, okay? You know, in a situation, you know, a person might be comfortable with you. Let's say, for example, you're in a group of people. You're traveling, you know, a bunch of people, you've just met each other. Let's say you're in a hostel. You're in like the common area of the hostel. Oh, hi, my name is Mark. Where are you from? You know, you're sort of in a group. And let's say you start talking to someone and, you know, they get comfortable with you. You know, maybe it's not a good time to ask them for their phone number. Maybe they would be comfortable giving you their phone number, but they're not comfortable saying it in front of everybody else. You know, that's just an example. I don't know. You know, so just pay attention to the situation. For example, you know, if I ask you, how old are you? You know, that might be okay. You might be comfortable telling me, but you just don't want to post it down there in the comments. You don't want everybody else to know. That's fair, you know. Maybe it could be a normal situation, right? Where you're comfortable telling someone something, it's just the situation isn't right. Like the question could be appropriate, but the situation just doesn't quite match the question. You know what I mean? So you just have to be careful, be tactful. That's the point of this lesson. The question, the homework question I want to ask you today is which questions are appropriate or inappropriate in your culture when you first meet someone? Okay, which question? It might be different, you know, than it is in Western culture. You know, in Western culture, like I said, if you ask someone how old they are, they might be offended. It might be sort of, it will probably be sort of interpreted as too direct. That's too rude. It sort of feels like you're prying into their life. Okay. But maybe in your culture, maybe it's completely acceptable. Okay. So let me know which questions are appropriate or inappropriate in your culture. I hope you guys are having a great day. Thank you so much for watching this video. I really appreciate your guys' support. So thank you again. Take care, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.